Dave Chen was a real estate attorney and a good friend. Chris John explained what had happened. Dave listened, asked a lot of questions, but in the end said he wasn't qualified to help with either the criminal or the marital matters. He advised Chris John to find lawyers who could. Fast. Chris John lied to him about the sites Barbara had found on his laptop. He said he'd read about them in a magazine and couldn't believe something like that existed. He said he had to see it for himself. Even though Chris John figured he was getting better at lying, he had the sense that Dave didn't believe him. While they were talking, Dave mentioned that a lot of people had come through his office lately who were having both financial and marital problems. With the recession, the two seemed to go together. He said that money insulated people. It kept them happy and occupied with playthings, vacations, entertainments. Take away the money and allow people to get a good look at the guts of their relationship and at each other, and many ran screaming for the door. Top that off with multiple mortgage obligations, houses that had sunk in value and hefty credit card balances, and some marriages simply fell off a cliff of their own debt. Chris John didn't tell Dave about his own financial problems. After the picture David painted, what was the point? The image was straight out of Chris John and Barbara's own living room. Once he was done with the call, Chris John got to thinking. If it was possible to take Susan's death off the table, he hoped it would be ruled an accident or that Jack would be arrested. And if he could get Barbara to believe she wasn't the target of a murder plot, another big if, what then? The first thing on the block when they considered a divorce was the house. But selling the house with two mortgages attached to it, and the fact that it wasn't worth anywhere near what they'd paid for it, would mean only more crushing financial woes. Barbara's job loss meant that Chris John and the kids had no medical insurance, at least until they could work something out with Northland Realty. And without their combined incomes, they'd never be able to cover the bills, which would only sink them deeper. What if they did sell the house and get divorced? Where would they live? Some cheap little apartment? What kind of life would that be for the kids?